God bless you. It's great to be with you today. And I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, social media, and you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. I'd like to start with something funny. And one day in heaven, God said to the men, I want you to form two lines. One line is for the men who were the head of the house. The other line is for the men who let the woman be the head of the house. The line where the woman ran the house was 100 miles long. The other line only had one man in it. God said, men, I'm ashamed of you. I created you to be the head, but only one man stood up to make me proud. He looked at him and said, son, tell them, how did you manage to be the only one in this line? The man looked confused and said, I don't know. My wife told me to stand here. Come on, say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about turn down the noise. We are living in the noisiest time in history. There's more technology today than ever before. We're inundated with social media, 24-hour news, hundreds of television channels. Marketing experts are trained at how to get your attention. Clickbait and headlines exaggerated to see if you'll bite. People can contact us today easier than ever. Phone, text, email, direct message. I hear my phone buzzing in my sleep. The other night, it was vibrating by my bed, 3 in the morning. I'd usually ignore it, but something said, you better check it. That's important. I reached over and picked it up. It was a news flash. It says there's a storm coming to Taiwan. I thought, I don't need to know about a storm in Taiwan. I need to sleep. But many people are suffering from information overload. They've taken in so much news, facts, opinions, theories. They wonder why they can't sleep, why they're irritable, don't enjoy their family. They have too much noise in their life. You can't listen to news for hours a day and stay peaceful. You can't take in all the killings, accidents, wars, and stay in faith. That's poisoning your spirit. If you live on social media, read all the gossip, arguing, competing, comparing, you're not going to be your best. You have to turn down the noise. There are forces trying to get your attention, to get you distracted and bring divisiveness, cause you to be jealous, discontent, afraid. What if this happens? It's getting so bad. God said in Isaiah, if you'll keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. We wonder why we don't have peace. Our mind is stayed on the wrong things. Now, I'm not saying to never watch the news, but after a few minutes, you have what you need. Hearing the same thing for the next 3 hours, all that's going to do is get you stirred up and frustrated. Noise is not only from technology, but we have people in life that are noisy. A coworker doesn't like you, talks behind your back, that negative chatter. Maybe a friend is noisy. They always have drama, something's wrong, they're calling you to fix it. As you gain more influence, God promotes you. You manage the department, you lead the team at school. With that promotion comes more noise. People will find fault and be critical and jealous. Here's the key. You can't stop the noise from coming, but you can turn the noise down. Be selective in what you give your time and attention to. Don't leave the news on at the house, in the background, all through the day. Or even drive to and from work with that constantly going into you. That's creating the wrong atmosphere. How much noise are you allowing from what coworkers are saying about you, or dwelling on the medical report, worried about your finances? All that noise is draining your energy, taking your creativity, and stealing your joy. How much more peaceful would you be? How much happier would you live if you'd start turning down the noise? Not eliminating it. That's not possible. You're never going to stop people from talking about you. Just quit dwelling on it. They don't control your destiny. What they say can't stop your purpose. God is your vindicator. He's fighting your battles. That noise is a distraction to try to get you off course, live worried and upset. One of the most important things you have is your time. What you give your attention to is incredibly valuable. If the enemy can keep you distracted and focused on things that don't matter, cluttered by the noise, then he can keep you from your destiny. And the scripture says to be aware of the enemy's schemes and strategies. The noise is a strategy to steal your time, get you worried, frustrated, fighting battles that don't matter. No, you have a destiny to fulfill. There's a calling on your life, an assignment to accomplish. And there's nothing more the enemy would love than for you to waste your time being distracted by the noise, frustrated over things you can't change, responding to people that are not a part of your destiny, letting the negative chatter keep you worried and upset. Why don't you turn down the noise? You have to keep your mind stayed on Him, not stayed on the news, not stayed on what your critic said, stayed on social media, stayed on that relative's drama. Turn that noise down and you'll have the peace, the joy, the favor to become who you were created to be. When I get in on an airplane, I have some noise-canceling headphones that I always wear. And what's interesting is they don't stop the noise. The rumble of the engine is still there. The flight attendants on the loudspeaker, other passengers talking, watching movies, still loud and noisy. These headphones simply turn down the noise in my mind. It's not as loud to me. You need some imaginary noise-canceling headphones to go through life, because there's going to be chatter, gossip, controversy, people talking, bad reports. You can't eliminate all that. But when you have your mind stayed on Him, it's like you have those noise-canceling headphones on. Even though it's loud all around you, you're at peace. You know God's in control. You know He's fighting your battles. So you're calm in the chaos. You're at rest even when it's noisy. But the mistake we make often is we try to stop the noise, stop this person from saying things, and stop this issue. But you'll never be able to stop all the noise. You can't make people do what's right, correct every problem. You have to learn to turn the noise down. Don't let that get in your spirit. A good friend of mine is very positive and upbeat. But several years ago, I could tell he was starting to change. Like he's bothered by something. He was more serious and seemed worried. He told me later how he was so concerned about our country and things going on that he didn't like. He became consumed watching the news, and responding on social media, and debating with people. He was so wrought up and distraught by it all, he got to where he couldn't sleep at night, started having digestive problems, his relationships were strained. All that divisiveness and bitterness began to poison him on the inside. And it's good to pray, be passionate, do what we can, but he was trying to stop the noise, get people to change their opinions. He wasn't going to be happy unless everyone agreed with him. But you can't control what people do. Do your part and then turn it over to God. And he finally got so frustrated, he made the decision to stop watching the news. Within a few weeks, he started sleeping soundly again. All that insomnia went away. He'd been dealing with terrible anxiety, and that went away too. Today, he's back to his normal self, happy, fun to be around. It makes a difference what you're allowing in. If you let noise clutter your mind, negative news, worry, divisiveness, it's not only going to take your joy, but it's going to affect you physically. Stress, frustration, that's weakening our immune system, where it doesn't fight off disease like it should. Noise comes to us all in different ways. Maybe people that are not for you. Worried about your finances. Something you're watching that's not doing any good. It's just things to get you stirred up. Drama, controversy, opinions. That noise is keeping you from enjoying your family, pursuing your dreams. If you're going to stay in peace, you have to be on the offensive. It's not going to happen by accident. We're living in a day where the noise has been turned up louder than ever. There's never been a time where it's been so divisive, so many distractions, so much competing for our attention. Since the noise has been turned up, we have to become experts at turning down the noise, tuning out the chatter, not dwelling on the drama. You have the volume control. You get to choose what you allow in your mind. Sometimes I'll get a call on my cell phone and I look at the screen and it says potential spam. I don't think twice. I don't need any more noise in my life. I have enough people to take care of. I have enough challenges to overcome, enough dreams to accomplish. Any chance I have, I'm going to turn down the noise. I value my time. We should feel responsible for what God has given us. Each day is a gift. We are told to make the most of our time. You can't be your best with a bunch of noise cluttering your thinking, clouding your vision. And some of the things we're allowing in our mind is like spam. It's serving no purpose. It's a distraction. That person trying to get you upset, a coworker gossiping, listening to the news, driving home, making you irritable, laying in bed, worrying about that child over and over, that's noise. Trying to get you anxious, confused, overwhelmed. Like you do on your phone, when you see that word spam, you need to hit the end button. No thanks, I don't have time for noise. I don't have time to be distracted. I have a destiny to fulfill. See, so much is fighting for your attention today. It's because peace is power. When you're in peace, you're more creative. When you're peaceful, you make better decisions. When your mind is not cluttered, you can hear from God. Many times He's speaking, but it's so noisy, so loud with news, drama, and worry, we can't hear Him. He speaks in a still, small voice. One translation says, a whisper. If you're gonna hear a whisper, you have to get quiet. If you're gonna stay on the best path for your life, you have to clear out the things that are distracting and bringing frustration and worry. It may mean spending less time with certain people. Some people are peace stealers. No offense, but they're noisy. They always have a problem. There's some kind of drama. They'll try to draw you in. You have enough drama in your own life. You don't need their drama. And just because they call doesn't mean you have to answer. Sometimes it's not the right time. You don't have the emotional energy to deal with it. You have to protect your peace. Keep yourself emotionally healthy. Well, Joel, that wouldn't be right. If I don't answer, they may get upset. Usually the noisiest people make the most withdrawals, but they make the least deposits. They expect you to always come running. Keep them fixed, solve their problem, cheer them up. But when you need something, they're not around. Don't take on a false sense of responsibility. You are not responsible for their happiness. Every person is responsible for their own happiness. Be selective with whom you're spending time, who you're allowing to get close to you. Are they adding value, making you better, or are they just adding noise, drama, confusion? That's a distraction. And always be kind, be respectful, but don't let them control you. Don't let them dump their problems, expect you to fix them. If you don't take charge, all this noise will clutter your life and keep you from your purpose. Well, if I don't answer their call, if I don't do what they expect, they may get irritated. They may not be my friend anymore. God just answered your prayer. How about the people at the office? People you eat lunch with. Maybe some of them talking bad about the boss and don't like the company and how this new policy is not fair, stirring up trouble, sowing discord, gossiping, disgruntled. The problem is that spirit can get off on you, where you become disgruntled, complaining, repeating negative things. That's poisoning you. Why don't you find someplace else to eat lunch? Everyone else may be noisy, but that's not who you are. Keep your mind in peace. Keep your spirit in faith. This is one of the main things that holds people back, who they're spending time with. If you're hanging out with noisy people, you're going to get distracted, start to compromise, become jealous. Don't let their noise keep you from your destiny. If you'll make a change, God will bring you friends that lift you up and not pull you down. People that bring out the best in you and not the worst. No one was more loving and caring than Jesus, but he even knew that he couldn't meet all the needs and fulfill everyone's expectations. He let some people down. There were crowds all around him, people needing healing, people needing prayer, needing encouragement. But the scripture says he often withdrew to a quiet place to be alone, went up in the mountains. He was dealing with all kinds of noise, demands, negative chatter, people that didn't understand him, religious leaders trying to trick him. He couldn't stop all the noise, but he did know how to turn it down, quiet his mind, quiet his spirit, live from a place of peace. On a regular basis, we need to take inventory of what's in our mind. Pay attention to any clutter, worry, offense, fear. Do like Jesus. Make that decision to get quiet and turn all that down. Come back to a place of peace. Years ago, I used to get my hair cut by this lady, and she's very nice, very faithful, but she was so negative. Every time I went, she told me how mistreated she was, and how she couldn't pay her rent, and how she was dealing with health issues, on and on. And I went out of my way to help her, paid her rent some, called her mom to encourage her, and I was glad to do it. But after about 4 years of hearing that same sad story of how unfair life was, I started dreading getting my hair cut. I didn't want to go see her, but I felt obligated. I'm too nice. I didn't want to disappoint her. And thought, man, if I don't go, what's she going to think? One day I realized what I'm telling you, that my peace is important, that my time is valuable, that I cannot fulfill my destiny if I'm living with unnecessary noise, burdened down with problems that are not my responsibility. And I realized this lady didn't want to change. She was addicted to drama, comfortable in dysfunction. Living as a victim was all she had known. And I believe in helping people, going the extra mile, but some people don't want to be helped. They won't put forth the effort, be disciplined in their thinking and willing to make changes. And the problem is if you don't make a change, their noise will clutter your life. Their drama will become your drama. To turn down the noise, you may have to spend less time with certain people. Here's the deal. You shouldn't feel guilty. God has entrusted you with gifts, with time, and with purpose. You have a responsibility to use what he's given you wisely. When we come to the end of life, we're not going to answer to people. We're going to answer to God. He's going to ask, what did you do with what I gave you? Were you a good steward of what I entrusted you with? If your mind is cluttered with noise and drama and news, man, I got to keep them happy and guilty from my mistakes, worried about my future, you won't step in to who you were created to be. Why don't you do like Jesus? Get alone to a quiet place. Every day you have to turn down the noise, the negative chatter, what people are saying, the worry that tries to dominate, the doom and gloom that might happen. You have the volume control. Stay in peace. That's where the power is. When you're in peace, God is fighting your battles. When you're at rest, angels go to work. Things will happen that you couldn't make happen. This is what Peter did. In Acts chapter 12, King Herod had him arrested for sharing his faith. He was put in the dungeon, his hands and feet in chains, 16 guards outside his cell. The apostle James had been killed just a little earlier. When Herod saw how this pleased the people, he had Peter arrested. The next day, Peter was going on trial. He knew this could be the last night of his life. You can imagine the noise in his mind, how loud those thoughts were telling him, "You're done. Man, it's over. There's no way out of this, Peter." All this worry, fear, and panic. But I love what it says about Peter. While he was asleep that night, an angel showed up to rescue him. How could he be asleep? You would think Peter would be pacing the floor, stressed out, overcome with worry. But Peter knew this secret, how to turn down the noise. I can see him before he laid down that night. "Father, my life is in your hands. I know nothing can snatch me away. If it's not my time to go, I'm not going to go." The scripture says those who have believed enter into rest. One sign that you're believing is you're at peace. You're not worried, stressed out, wondering if you're going to make it. You know God is in control. You've seen His faithfulness, so you too can sleep in the storm. You trust in the trouble. You rest when you could be worried. You may be in a storm now. The negative voices are loud. This sickness is going to finish you off. This addiction will always limit you. You'll never see your family restored. It says the enemy goes about as a roaring lion. The thoughts, the roars, the threats, that's what he specializes in, being loud, noisy, overwhelming. The good news is he's all bark and no bite. It's just a roar. He's not a lion. He's like a lion. He doesn't control your destiny. He can't stop what God has purposed for you. Now, the key is don't let the roar intimidate you, cause you to quit believing, give up on your dreams. You have the volume control. Turn down the noise. When you hear those discouraging thoughts, just imagine looking at your phone and seeing the word spam. That's all it is, lies to get you worried, upset, thinking it's never going to work out. It's real simple. Hit the end button. Don't give it the time of day. Turn down the negative chatter and turn up what God promised you. "No weapon formed against me will prosper. God is restoring health back unto me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The middle of the night, an angel showed up in the prison. This light shined so brightly, like sunlight, all this commotion. But the scripture says Peter didn't wake up. He was sleeping so soundly, the angel had to go shake him to wake him up. He was so at peace, so at rest, even though the next morning he could have lost his life. That's what happens when you learn to turn down the noise. You don't let the roars and threats dominate your thinking, but you keep your mind stayed on Him. That means keep it stayed on what He says about you. When that thought roars, "You'll always have this illness. You saw the medical report." Turn that down and turn up with long life. "God will satisfy me. I will live and not die." "You'll always struggle in your finances. Your business isn't going to make it." Turn that down. Turn up. "I will lend and not borrow. I live under the open windows of heaven." "Well, you'll never meet the right person. Look how long it's been." "No good thing will God withhold because I walk uprightly. That divine connection is already en route." Or maybe you haven't been able to have children. All the reports say you can't conceive. Medically speaking, that may be true, but we serve a God who can do what medicine cannot do. Turn down all the doubt and turn up the promises. "God, you said in Psalms that you would make the barren woman a happy mother of children, that my children are a gift from God. So, Lord, thank you that my baby is on the way." When you can sleep in the storm, you're showing God that you trust Him. When you're in peace, when you should be upset, you're up at rest, when you could be worried, afraid, that's when supernatural things will happen. angels show up. You conceive that child. Your business takes off. Your health turns around. Now, don't let the noise talk you out of it. The noise is a test. You can't get away from it, but you control the volume. You can turn it down. The angel walked Peter out of the prison. Doors opened of their own accord. The soldiers didn't see Peter leaving. God made him invisible to the enemy. See, Herod thought he was going to stop Peter, but the scripture says right after Peter got out, Herod got sick and suddenly died. Peter went on to fulfill his destiny. The psalmist said, "The trap the enemy set for you, they will fall in themselves." Don't believe all the noise, the roars from the lion, telling you it's never going to work out. What God started, he will finish. The enemy wouldn't be roaring if he didn't know amazing things were in your future. Why don't you come back to a place of peace today? This is one reason we have digestive problems, can't sleep, high blood pressure. Our mind is never at rest. There's so much noise. We lay in bed at night. It's quiet in the room, but it's noisy in our mind. Thoughts playing over and over. What if that angel doesn't show up? Your health doesn't improve. And you don't meet anyone. Your company has layoffs. That noise won't go away on its own. It's a decision you have to make that you're going to turn it down. You're not going to keep dwelling on all the discouraging, fearful thoughts. You're going to tune out the negative news and chatter that's poisoning your spirit. You're not going to hang around people that are constantly dumping their drama and distracting you from your purpose. You're going to keep your mind stayed on him. How much more peace would you have if it wasn't stayed on the news, or stayed on the doubt, stayed on the drama? Take inventory of what's playing in your mind. Pay attention to what you're dwelling on. Life is too short to live it anxious, worried, and troubled. Every morning, you have to put on those noise-canceling headphones. You can't stop all the negative chatter, but you can keep it turned down. If you'll do this, I believe and declare, like Peter, you're going to sleep in the storm. Supernatural peace. Angels are going to show up and open right doors, bring healing, favor, abundance, the fullness of your destiny. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen? Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, stick with me. We'll just seal it in prayer. Lord, thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood. Lord, show us areas where we can do better, where we need to turn down the noise, areas where we're letting unnecessary drama and news and turmoil into our spirits. And Lord, we make a commitment. We're going to go out of here in a greater sense of peace. And Lord, show us any friendships, relationships, any areas we need to change. And Father, I thank you that we will be doers of the word, that we will live in peace. And Lord, that we'll even be able to sleep through the storms because our mind is stayed on you. Lord, bless your people as they go out this week. Protect them and their children. Let it be a flourishing, bountiful week for them, in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question, then we're done. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. And I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts, he'll whisper, "Do it next week. Do it another time." Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. I have people at the house. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Come on, Lakewood, let's cheer them in. Anybody else? Up top, watching, listening, anybody else? Don't be left out. Well, God bless you. And please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know God is never going to be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. The Bible says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this with me, if you would, please? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. I'll remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment, just like you go to work, that this is going to be a priority being here. I'll make a promise to you, before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become who God's created you to be. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our team. We've got a lot of different departments, areas that you can help meet some awesome people from Lakewood by getting plugged in. Hey, right after the service, there's a room over here called New Beginnings. If you need anything, stop by. Hey, I'm going to be out in the lobby if you have a minute. Can't do it today, stop by sometime. I'd love to meet you and just to get to know you. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, September 29th, 2024, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, let's all stand together, if you would, please. Thanks so much for coming out today. How many of you going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you guys. I want to speak a blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week. We love you very much. A favor-filled week.